This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I do know I'm here, and I know that the ladies are here as well. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner here to bring you the effects of doing this radio program for a long time. Hundreds of communities, hundreds of radio stations carry this program, and it's nice to know you can follow us also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, so help yourself to that. You want to know more about the ladies, that's a good place to find it. You can actually learn a lot about me and the ladies by their reaction to some of the things that I say. For example, a question we could also, I'm looking around at things that would be unusual, Jay, for us to post on our social media. And as a farmer, I think I would ask the question and see what sort of response we get as to whether a pig can live with goats. I think that's something we're discussing on the farm. Can pigs live with goats? I don't know. I would think so.
Right, well, but I'm not a farmer.
I understand. So let's just find out. We'll get to that.
I love that Jay has to, she feels compelled to say, but I'm not a farmer.
But just I'm not in case farmer, there are right? any preconceived notions.
Right.
Well, we have one of the sites that I look at every day is the Mass Livestock and Farm Classifieds, and one of the members has four roosters.
Are you looking for a girlfriend, or what are you doing?
I'm so confused now. Wait, what?
No, this is a web
single
every day.
Single white farmer looking for a hot chick or something.
I look
like that.
At all of these. I tell you, I got 14, 15 different things I look at every day, and one of them is a website for farmers. And this one has...
Is it farmers only?
No, that's a dating site.
Right.
This is for
they should just
animals.
Combine dating and auction stuff and like classifieds. Yeah.
Right. This is a person has four roosters and need a new home. They're either going to a new home or to the soup pot. So this lady says they are starting to crow and they're good size. So come there free. Somebody last night, a rooster found its way to the farm. We have, I don't know, four or five roosters. You met a couple of them when you were there last summer, Victoria.
Yeah.
One of them chased your husband around. Ooh, no!
That was, actually, that wasn't even a rooster. That was just a really nice, fluffy chicken minding its own business. Then Lewis was just paralyzed and couldn't move.
Right. Well, so we have a few. So somebody dumped off a rooster. There's a sharp incline and a sharp corner as you approach the farm from the west. And so people have for years just animals, mostly chickens and things like that. But every once in a while we've gotten some other four-legged animals that just get dropped off. They'll go into the driveway because there are gates in the driveway. They'll come into the gate. They'll drop off the animal, and then they'll leave because they figure this would be a good home. Who knows where this rooster came from? I don't know where the rooster came from. But this big white rooster showed up yesterday and was making all kinds of racket. And we have guinea hens. And if you've ever seen a guinea hen or heard a guinea hen, they are the noisiest things. I'm speaking to people who are on the farm, and maybe it doesn't mean anything to anybody else, but they are they're sort of the watchdogs, if you'll pardon the pun, of the farm. Whenever anything new comes in or anything's out of place, they go screaming to whatever that object is or whoever that person is. There's about a dozen of them on the farm, and they just get together and they just head like an arrow almost to whatever is unusual or different that they aren't used to. And the noise they make, the racket, unbelievable. So anyway, that's how you know. Maybe if you don't want to have one of those, what do they do, the back door, the front door things, you push the button and the camera goes on and you take a picture of who's
at the
front
door.
The ring doorbell? Ring doorbell, right. Maybe instead of that, you have one of these chickens or a rooster around there.
So you're not going to be rescuing these roosters, is what you're telling us.
No, well, this rooster's going to stay. No, I don't know.
No, the ones that you just read about that are either going to be soup, They're going to be coq au vin or living on someone's farm.
Yeah, not mine. I got enough. Thanks very much. The fact that there's a study that I want Victoria to go through for the ladies and for everybody else who has not heard this. This is sort of, I feel vindicated. We're in the business of vindicating what my thoughts or expressions are, but I am pretty much deaf on current education. Maybe that's a little harsh, but I'm not a fan of the way people are learning these days. And what's happening when your brain is not engaged because everything is at your fingertips. If you've got a phone, an iPhone, you got a computer or whatever it is. And how many times, even during the program, just last hour, we Googled what was the status of the guy who was Dancing with the Stars, right? We went to Google it. And so when people Google things, this has been one of the most impactful words and experiences probably in my lifetime. The addition of Google to the
vernacular.
You sound
very Russian when you say Google. You're putting a lot of phlegm in there, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, so this study finds that your brain is not working as well, because you can use a search engine, so you don't have to look anything up. You don't have to learn anything. It's right there. So how dangerous is this, Victoria, when you really get down to our cognitive mind? We're supposed to go to school to develop our mind, and that is not happening. People are getting really lazy. I don't know. Maybe you probably figure this out anyway, because it kind of seems obvious.
When I was a kid, reading comprehension was a big focus.
Big deal.
So, you understand what you're reading, right? And so, essentially, just to bring everyone up to speed, if you didn't hear the tech report, there's a new study that claims Googling information makes us actually more likely to forget what we've Googled. They call it digital amnesia. Yeah. They call it digital amnesia or the Google effect. And essentially, this is sort of how the human brain is wired. We are deeply inclined to be lazy. Our human brains only want to use the bare minimal the bare minimum output. And so if you don't have to open a textbook and read through something to find what you're looking for, or like back in the day you would get, open up an encyclopedia at the library. If you're not doing that kind of physical, tactile research, your brain is not remembering
what
you're finding.
I had a whole set of Encyclopedia Britannica when I grew up in the house. So I looked things up. That's how I learned things. Anyway,
it's funny. Those are almost obsolete now, right? Nobody uses that kind of stuff. I mean, you remember you had to go to the library, look in the card catalog, go get a book, pull it out.
Yeah,
the
taking
notes
of
things. Right. Yeah. I mean, those things are so obsolete. But I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel, but the way that I learn, and I know there are people who have to hear things, have to see things, have to write things. The way I used to have to study in school was with flashcards. I always had to look something up, write it down.
I'm a visual
learner,
too.
Stick in my brain if I could do it that way.
Yeah,
remember
when they test you to see
math.
If you're a visual or audible learner, I was not a good audible learner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
agreed. It was the math flashcards, 2 + 2. I remember those. They were on Oak Tag. Do you even know what Oak Tag is? Oak Tag is
a
form
tree?
Of refined. Yeah,
they carved it into a tree.
No,
back in the day for you.
I love how you put me in my place.
Well, what was it like when you got indoor plumbing?
The one-room schoolhouse with the trees,
the
chalkboard.
The one-room schoolhouse across the street from where I live.
See, I'm never that far off.
No. It's now a Quaker meeting house, but it was the one-room schoolhouse for this part of town. And I know the fellow who's my second father went to school there from the first grade to the eighth grade. And that would have been he was born 1904, so would have been, 1910 to 1916 or so.
Oak
Tag. Your mother, Nancy, would know what it is probably. It is from an oak tree, and it is cardboard that's stiffer than it will last, whereas, common cardboard, and it has a finish on it so that you could print in bold letters, whatever the spelling lesson was.
You mean you were writing on this?
No, they were flashcards. So if you were learning your math,
2 + 2. Pre-printed math flashcards.
Yeah, right. 2 + 2 = 4.
I'm talking about writing my own flashcards, I could quiz myself.
The front of it was 2 + 2, and the back side said 4.
Four.
So you flip it over if you were learning 6 + 6 = 12, that kind of stuff.
a lot of the memorizing math stuff. Teachers right. would stand in front of the class and go, you know, and then the kids would go, Fuller, and then they turn it over and you're right. And then if you're the dumb kid like me who shouted eight because you were super confident in yourself, but not in your math skills.
Very good. Want to know who's hiring? These are the sort of those of you who are looking for a new job. There's a survey out from ZipRecruiter and Zillow. What's the other one? I saw this. What's the one that we advertise?
Indeed.
Indeed, right. Okay, yeah. So ZipRecruiter and Indeed have come up with a list of the people, and it's not people, but the jobs people are most needed for at the moment around the country. What do you think the number one job is? That is the need for more of these than anything else.
Full-time delivery drivers?
Job. No. Customer service representatives.
Oh, interesting. I was going to say something in the restaurant industry. Yep. I feel like everybody in the restaurant industry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. And the average ask for pay around America for these jobs, $21 to $23 an hour.
Jeez.
How about that?
I can afford that. I believe that.
Yep.
Especially
yeah.
if you have to deal with people, because people are so rude anymore.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
I get it.
Go.
But what about from the business side? That's a lot of money for businesses to pay.
It is.
Well, I think it depends on how big your company is. Like, if you work for a large corporation that can staff a big department of customer service, then 21 to 20, what did you say, 21 to 25
21
bucks?
21 to 20, yeah. 21 okay. 24 for that.
I mean, that's here's, like, what, 40 grand a year? 45?
That's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money.
No. All right, so here's the next biggest, number two on the list, sales support. If you're working in customer service, it's sort of somebody that's behind the counter, I think, in essence. Not unlike, it's the public, dealing with the public, mm-hmm. much as anything else. Kind of like the customer service person, the service person, customer, either remote or in the store. I just find it very interesting to look at all the sales jobs that are around where people are making $20 an hour. Here's one for 21. Here's one for 28. Here's one for 30. A business services administrator. That's another one in the top 10, that sort of thing. So it's just interesting to see there's so much that nobody should be on unemployment if you're able to work. Everybody ought to be working 18 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version. Of
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season. They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out what's going on here in the world of social media trending issues. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay is in charge of this info, which brings us to David Beckham. I always thought he was one of the more, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
He's the most overrated, overplayed.
Oh, come on.
Overrated what?
Yeah, he's just everybody.
Does he even have a job? So. I thought he was just pretty.
I don't know what he does now, but it's fine with me.
Wife. Yeah, okay.
He married the wrong Victoria. But
wrong
anyway,
who?
Continue,
what
Jay.
About Lewis, please?
Oh, he knows. Lewis. He's well aware.
Really? Two-timing Victoria. All right, so what's Beckham up to is the bottom line question here, Jay.
He handed over social media accounts, especially Instagram, to a Ukrainian doctor who goes by the name Irina. Well, that's her first name. No last name was given to protect identity. But she's the one that is taking over his Instagram, kind of shining a light on what's happening in Ukraine from the ground, from medical personnel, how it was the first few days. Yeah,
How do you do that? How do you just give somebody a password? Is that how you do it? How would you do that?
Well, yeah.
What would be the mechanism?
To log in.
Yeah. Okay. Just wondering.
And so she's been saying what everything's been like and how normally Irina is the she does child anesthesia. She's an anesthesiologist. She's been helping women deliver babies. There's
how does
been
Rebecca
a lot.
Know her? What's the connection?
Well, he's big in with UNICEF, and so this is to help bring in donations for UNICEF. I'm not sure exactly how he got linked
connected
to her.
With it.
But she's been talking about how in the first couple of days it was really hard because you're trying to figure out how to save lives, and you have newborn babies who are premature in the NICU care, and they have to be on life-saving equipment that cannot be moved. And so you still had to, you couldn't go seek shelter anywhere with a lot of these young patients, and just really shining a light of the doctors who are still on the ground there helping people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, I don't really always pronounce this lady's name correctly, but I really am fascinated by her. It's Bialik, right? Am I doing that correctly?
Yeah, you got the last name right. Mayim Bialik. So there's something going around social media. It's CBD gummies, and they're calling them Mayim Bialik CBD gummies. Like, she's endorsed them. They're hers. She stands by this product. Well, all of that is false. And she has been taken to her own socials saying, no, I do not endorse these CBD gummies. I do not endorse any CBD gummies. I don't really have a desire to. And if you are following this link thinking that I'm a part of it, well, you are mistaken. And she said that she's tried numerous times to get this page taken down, to get her name taken away from everything.
That seems really illegal.
So far, no luck, really. So she's just trying to turn to her audience base.
There's a whole thing. I was watching Shark Tank last Friday, and they had a whole 60-second spot devoted to telling the audience to be careful of things that say that they are
Shark
Tank.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Yep.
All five of them were in the spot. How do people get away with that? I see them on my email all the time. There's a Shark Tank thing almost every day, and apparently they're all just false. How do these people get away with that?
Well, and also, disclaimer, never buy anything directly from social media. Go to actual websites, because sometimes it's not the correct link, and you're going to get had and taken for.
And they're all fake websites, Doug, to answer your question. And they just pump out these products with labels on them, and they just know that they can shut down and start something new as soon as someone comes after them legally.
Yeah. All right. Well, word to the wise, as they say. Thank you, ladies. 28 after, this is the DJB Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A tornado hit New Orleans and nearby suburbs Tuesday, destroying some homes and knocking out power to roughly 16,000 homes. At least one person was killed in Araby, Louisiana. Local officials say several others were injured, and the tornado caused widespread damage in St. Bernard's Parish. President Biden travels today on a four-day trip that will test his ability to navigate the continent's worst crisis since World War II. He'll meet with key allies in Brussels and Warsaw this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He will work with allies on longer-term adjustments to NATO force posture on the eastern flank. He will announce joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas.
Celebrity chef and TV personality Gordon Ramsay is set to open his sixth restaurant in Las Vegas. Ramsay's Kitchen will open this fall at Harrah's on the famed Las Vegas Strip. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Tuesday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson over her views on critical race theory. Here's some of that interaction.
In your understanding, what does critical race theory mean? What is it?
Senator, my understanding is that critical race theory is it is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
Between the races, it views every conflict as a racial conflict. Do you think that's an accurate way of viewing society and the world we live in?
Senator, I don't think so, but I've never studied critical race theory, and I've never used it. It doesn't come up in the work that I do as a judge.
Supreme Court confirmation hearings, day three, continue this morning. Next month, about 48 million eligible French voters will choose who will govern the nation for the next 5 years. Facing the first invasion on European soil since the end of World War II, voters will have to decide whether to give President Emmanuel Macron a second chance or change course in a more radical way. It was on this day in 2011, Hollywood icon Elizabeth Taylor died from congestive heart failure at a Los Angeles hospital. Ms. Taylor was 79. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ken Kronhaus, the great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. With no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Lots of info, lots of help. We're all about being helpful, having a good time, bringing you what the best and the worst, I guess, is of any day. And brings around something interesting, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Do you like something that somebody else doesn't? Doing things, like maybe the job stuff. This maybe, I was thinking about this when we were talking about job and careers that are available, where the work is, how much they get paid. What makes somebody good at being on the radio, for example? Somebody good as a truck driver. Somebody good in any chosen field. I've heard through my life when I get enthusiastic about something, people say to me, what do you like about the farm? It's so dirty, the animals smell, that sort of thing. And then they'd say, well, why do you like to be on the radio? Isn't it scary to talk to all those people? And so I think about that in terms of what I'm good at, and then I think about what you're good at and whether you're honest. How many people find, how many people search for what they're really good at or what they're really interested in, or do you settle for what's easy? I think that that's something that maybe as there are more opportunities available these days, you ought to think more seriously about whether you're spending the bulk of your time doing things that, A, you like, and, B, you're good at.
What about right place, right time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I would say resignation is what Doug is talking about. A lot of people are having or have already had that exact moment of, you know what, I've now spent time with my family. I've had dinner every night with my kids, and I don't want to be a slave to a commute anymore. I don't want to do a job that I'm miserable at. And a lot of people have quit and started their own businesses or moved to a different job.
Yeah. Well, it's just
priorities have shifted because of COVID.
Yeah, right. That Boeing 737 that belonged to China Eastern or Western, I guess it was China Eastern Airlines. Did you see the video? I think yesterday somebody said they saw this. It wasn't floating down. It went straight down.
It looked
down.
Like a rocket going straight down.
Straight down. At 385 miles an hour, he hit the surface of this mountain range. But it didn't run into the mountain range. It just dropped out of the sky. And obviously everybody in it, you can't imagine the horror. And I don't mean to underscore that, but it went from 22,000 feet to the ground in seconds. It was like, not full throttle, because full throttle is almost about 600 miles an hour. But still, and will you ever be able to find...
It was a minute and a half from when there was problems to them being on the ground. That's crazy. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I also have to ask, regarding the video and the photos that have been going around, why is that even necessary to have to put online, on the Internet? Why do people have to see it? Think of the family members who have to see this.
People don't think about that stuff, Jay. They're not thinking.
There's so many stories. Like the Ukraine father who knew his wife and children were killed because he saw it on Twitter and he recognized his children's bodies on the ground. Or like with what Kobe Bryant's widow had to go through trying to get... with the police who released the photos. Bob Saget, how we kept talking about how the judge put a halt to certain information getting out. Well, that information is the photo and videos. At what point do we say, just give us the information, we don't need to see it?
I think you're right about that. Meanwhile, a fellow named Shane Matthew, who is a veteran fighting for the English Army, it was two tours in Afghanistan. He's in Ukraine training the soldiers there.
And the citizens, too. Yeah, he's training regular citizens who've just shown up and said, all right, teach me how to fire a gun.
Is this putting a target on his back? Do you think that the Russian troops would have a picture of him and they'd be looking for him? Is that sort of,
I don't know.
This is dangerous for this fellow. Good for him that he's training, helping the fight, the people that are trying to fight, push the Russians out. They're obviously doing a better job than the Russians. Ukrainians are maybe not trained, but they got a lot of starch.
Well, that's what he's saying. And and he's volunteering, like you said, to train the citizens. And he said that he was interviewed by the Times of London. That's how this has become like international news. He said that there was a 12-man Russian foot patrol, and they entered into an area where he had trained the citizens in Kyiv. And he said that the Russian soldiers immediately started panicking as soon as the firing began. And he said that they were mostly all killed, and a few of them ran away. And he said when he was in Afghanistan, he said the Taliban were much better fighters than the Russian soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And he said the civilians, the Ukrainian civilians, were just, they are so much better, even though they don't have the training. That, he said tactically they're inferior, but he said that they've taken massive amounts of ground from the Russians. So, and I think that's just the Ukrainian willpower at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just, I think.
Well, they have more to fight for, right? I mean, of course, it's their home. So
the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That comes to mind as you think about the Taliban, and they were our enemies, but they're the Russians' enemies as well. And we've had these back and forth things with the Russians. How we've had normal relations.
Well, we could fight with the Russians against terrorists. That was one thing that we were lined up on. They didn't like the extreme Islamic terror that was going on, and so that was one place where there was agreement where we actually fought alongside the Russians on that
front. Look at what we do with the Chinese. I mean, they're our enemies, but they look at how much our economy almost depends on them, what they do for us, how big their market is to buy our stuff, that sort of thing. Interesting, the U.S., by the way, restricting the visas now of Chinese officials who have been accused of repressive acts against the religious minorities in China. That hand in hand with the government of Myanmar being declared an enemy of humanity because of the genocide there. This is something that we haven't talked much about lately. 700,000 basically Buddhists have fled from Myanmar to Bangladesh because of the widespread purge. They're doing the same with the Muslims there as the Chinese are doing with the Muslims in China. It's this Muslim purge now is it a backlash to, you know, we oftentimes made in our movies since September 11th, the bad guys are Muslims. And yet there are, if you understand the Muslim religion, the real interpretation of the Quran is very peaceful. It's the nutbirds that interpret it the way that they do that creates the problem. But most of the Muslims that I've come across, what I know, is that there's much more peace there in terms of their own tradition and what they want out of life. Do you ladies find that same thing?
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
Muslims, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that's why they're called extremists, you know, the ones who are just twisting the any religious text, you know, anyone who does that, and we've seen many examples of it around, you know, the world, you know, Christianity.
Genocide, you mean?
Christianity has certainly, I mean,
awful.
You know, the holy wars,
yes.
You know, no, I know it's a long ways back, but people don't, you know, necessarily bring that up anymore. But, you know, in the name of religion, there nothing has created more bloodshed, right? I mean, there's just, what else has been more powerful than something being fought in the name of religion or ideology? I can't think of anything.
The Disneyland folks have closed their Shanghai Disney operation because of COVID, as we're in China. The Chinese acknowledgement here has been lukewarm to a problem which apparently is huge. If Disney is shutting down their Disneyland in China, that's really what they're doing. They've closed it because of the growing number of COVID cases over there. So is it just a question of time before this is supposedly the third time they've had to close this thing down for a month or two in China? See, that's why you know the Chinese are lying about the numbers. When this sort of thing gets out, that they, you know, they can't, how are they going to keep this quiet? If they have this much, they've had three incidents of this in the past 2 years. They've had to close Disneyland in China. And so when they tell you we only have lost 4,000 or 5,000 people, you know that that's just incredibly wrong.
It's propaganda. I mean, it's not just inaccurate. That's just propaganda.
Yeah.
Unless they're counting, I mean, not that I'm defending because I don't know what their real numbers are, and clearly they've lied about everything at every turn. But, you know, our country overcounted just like their country undercounted. Yeah. And so our country, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that story about how many kids died from COVID. They said it was a coding error that they grossly misinformed people about how many children were infected with COVID. That happened this week. They've overcounted people that had multiple comorbidities. I mean, I'm not saying it's not something that should have been serious, but we made policy decisions about schools closing and businesses closing based on numbers that were overinflated. So maybe at the same time, while we tried to overinflate, China is trying to, you know, underinflate by saying, well, this one guy died from just COVID, but grandma over here who had diabetes and died from COVID, we're not going to count her,
Well, just I'm looking at these at the numbers. They're crazy. There's a new study also out finding that J&J – the vaccine is durable and effective, even though there is some question about it. Yesterday I was talking about going into the pharmacy and asking about my fourth shot, and he said, don't get it. And so I was asking him about other things, what was more effective. He's given more Pfizer shots than anything else. Moderna, he says, and Pfizer are exactly the same thing, basically right down to the molecular structure of it. But J&J is different. We all know that because it came from, sort of the old way of doing things, coming up with vaccines. But this research that's in the medical journal, Journal of American Medical Association, finds the J&J shot 76% effective in preventing COVID, 81% in preventing COVID-related hospitalizations. So that's kind of right up there. What was Pfizer and Moderna were...
At first, Pfizer, I think, was in the 90s of preventing hospitalization and severe infection. The interesting thing, though, is because the J&J shot was done, I saw a doctor talking about this yesterday on TV, because this was done the way that, like, the polio vaccine was, instead of the mRNA, that new technology teaches your body how to respond, and the J&J shot, like any other traditional vaccine, just fights the virus itself. It's not concerned with teaching your body how to deal with it. The vaccine itself does it. And so it was kind of surprising that J&J had this really sort of remarkable data that showed that it had the lowest breakthrough infection rate of all the vaccines. That's impressive. And the fact that, now I know Dr. Fauci had said, and a lot of people have said now too, J&J should have been two shots from the beginning, but it was only one. But this also explains why New York City, 90% of people in New York City got the J&J single shot, and they had very few breakthrough rates of infection. New York City has been really handling it really well all through Omicron, so it kind of correlates with the fact that most of them got J&J.
Yeah,
it got such bad press, though. People were really upset about J&J.
Blood clots and
It's again back to what's propaganda and what's real news and what's the real story. We hopefully find him for you here on the DJV program. 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Three past the hour on the DJV program, learning about astrology. This is not an advertorial. This is not an editorial. This is straight from the expert's mouth and mind. Maria Francesca Trilogy is someone who is an astrologer's gourmet. She has so much experience. She sometimes, I say to her lovingly, that she gets too much into the weeds because people don't understand the relationship between Uranus and Pluto, and maybe Plato as well. So we are here to discuss sort of the general charts. I've often thought, because she does my personal astrology, it's really about the calendar. It's really about the seasons. So the thing that's on my mind today, there are two things that I hope we can get through in a few minutes. One, the conduct of the war. I know we've talked about Putin's chart and maybe Zelensky's chart and how it is that the war is progressing. What should people expect astrologically for the conduct of this war, and how long? Everybody wants to know, is it going to be over tomorrow? What are your thoughts?
The astrological chart of Russia and the astrological chart of Putin are very similar. So Putin really believes he is Russia. And in his mind, whatever is around Russia belongs to Russia. So right now, there is this sense to him that Ukraine is a non-country and belongs to Russia. So no matter what, he is not going to back down. Yeah, I just feel the stalemate is coming, where this war, unfortunately, is going to go on for a while. We are right now in a very, very emotionally driven environment as it comes to where we are in the world. And so the decisions being made by Zelensky and Putin are ones that are both very strong, very tough, and neither one is going to give in. And that, to me, is what is so sad, because the outcome, obviously, is going to be a lot of people displaced and a lot of people that we know will die because of this, because of not being able to let go of the control. You know, Russia is an oligarchy. It's very different than a democracy. So the people that are backing him are very strong indeed. And that is why it is a wild card. Actually, if you think about it, even astrologically, we're coming into a time that we don't really have the absolute answer to the questions of what is going on in the world in general, as we have seen already. This is going to continue for a while. At least the next couple of years will keep on bringing up events that we are not familiar with. So we as people have to be strong and steadfast and as healthy as we can be, because we don't really know. It's a very uncertain time on our planet after if we look at everything that is occurring. It's unfortunate to say that my concerns here are the decisions that Putin is making and will continue to make. He is in a place right now with this overconfident sense of self, and that the people around him, the Russian people, are going to back him. And it is not so. So all Zelensky, you know, he does not have a lot of experience. This is a young man who was an actor of sorts and suddenly became president. So now he has to pull himself up by the bootstraps and figure out a way to continue this until some kind of either negotiations or we don't know.
The interest is on the part of Americans, I think, whether Putin survives or not, and that remains to be seen. When we next speak, it'll be full into spring, so we ought to talk about spring from the astrological point of view. Maria Trilogy is reachable by going to her website, which is, well, actually her email is a good way to connect with her, astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. for a reading from Maria, or you can call her on 310-548-1338. That's 310-548-1338, or astrologerforyourlife@gmail. Maria Trilogy here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.